really want to thank Joanne Mee and TPAD for taking on this huge project. Joanne and James, where are you, James? There you are. Have done a wonderful job and provided great leadership. And you know, when we proposed this to you in TPAD, you could have told us to go fly a kite or something like this. But instead, you embraced it, and we thank you very much for that. As mentioned, Joanne comes from Cummer Lodge, and I come from Reno, and our agencies have had a long-standing partnership for many years. And partnerships are going to be a key message throughout the day, or theme of the day. Now, you're in groups today from staff from Developmental Services and from Seniors Long-Term Care Agencies. And as Joanne mentioned, TPAD and also OPAD. So OPAD is the Ontario Partnership on Aging and Developmental Disabilities. And basically, the core belief there is that the best support for adults or aging individuals with developmental disabilities is not only from developmental services and not only from seniors' long-term care, but the best quality of support comes from both. So using the strengths and leveraging the knowledge from both sectors. For those of you in developmental services, you really understand the individuals you work with, their individual needs, their likes, their dislikes, their strengths, what works for them, how they communicate, how they best understand. You guys have incredible programming, teaching, community inclusion skills, and you understand behavior. For those of you in seniors, long-term care, you have a long history of working with older individuals. You really understand age-related changes and how best and adapt activities for seniors. You have great healthcare skills. You understand how health changes in seniors, what to look for, and how to intervene when needed. You have tremendous experience with Alzheimer's and related dementias, and also end-of-life and palliative care. Many of you are connected with the BSO teams and are gaining many skills around managing responsive behaviors related to dementia. Both sectors bring so much to supporting individuals aging with an intellectual disability. Today, it's really important to realize your strengths and to participate and share your experience and your expertise. It's a time for us all to learn from each other. This is the first time in history that individuals with developmental disabilities are living much longer. No one has all the answers. It's really by working together that we gain the confidence that we can provide good quality supports for people aging. There's information on OPAD as well as the Seniors Health Knowledge Network, Aging and Developmental Disabilities Community of Practice in your participant guide there. Please take advantage of the OPAD website for information, materials, and the listing of other kinds of training sessions that will be in your area. And this, the Seniors Health Knowledge Network Community of Practice hosts webinars, and all you need is a computer and a telephone line. And there's a wonderful learning opportunity beginning next week on dementia and developmental disabilities. So welcome everybody again, and I want to thank you very much for being here, and have a wonderful day.